635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this terrific Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 edition. Blue skies, sunshine, very little breeze out there. The tree branches are just barely moving. Spring. Come on, baby. Temperature getting up to 45 degrees here in Antrim County later today. Hopefully, God willing, we will get to springtime and summer very, very soon. Yesterday, down at the Secretary of State Bureau of Elections, Allegan Street in Lansing, due west of the Capitol building, Republican gubernatorial candidate John James turned in his signatures for governor. It's official. John James is staying in the race for governor. He is not going to run for re-election in the 10th Congressional District. It is official. And former Attorney General Mike Cox also turned in his signatures yesterday morning to appear on the August 4th primary ballot. The other two known Republican candidates, Eric Nesbitt and Perry Johnson, are expected to turn in their signatures to the Bureau of Elections today, Tuesday morning for Nesbitt, and 1 o'clock this afternoon for Perry Johnson. With this news, all prominent major party U.S. Senate candidates and governor candidates have either turned in their signatures or have stated their plans to do so before today's 4 p.m. filing deadline. Governor and U.S. Senate candidates are required to file no fewer than 15,000 valid signatures and no more than 30,000 to qualify to be on the ballot. Well, first one yesterday morning, Mike Cox, again the former Attorney General, showed up at the Bureau of Elections a little after 8:15 with his wife, former Michigan Republican Party Chair Laura Cox, plus a few staffers and volunteers. Cox's campaign says it turned in around 28,000 signatures, nearly all of which have been collected by late October. That was October last year, 2025. Cox spokesperson Timu Garrity said the campaign couldn't get a commitment from the Bureau of Elections to inspect and approve the signatures if they were turned in early. So the decision was made to wait until a few days before the filing deadline. Cox's campaign thought maybe perhaps if they turned them in last October that they could be reviewed on their own without all the other signatures being turned in. But no commitment from the Bureau of Elections was granted, and so they just waited to turn them in yesterday. Now, later in the morning, John James showed up with his wife, Elizabeth, and also a dozen people with James signs to turn in his signatures for governor. He said his campaign turned in exactly 30,000 signatures, which is pared down from the number they actually collected out in the field. James said they went through the signatures and only turned in the best ones. His staff estimated that approximately 10,000 volunteers contributed to the gross number of signatures. When speaking with the press, James was questioned about polling from last week from Emerson University that showed the Republican primary to be basically a statistical tie with Southeast Michigan businessman Perry Johnson. Well, this is a marked development considered James was the prohibitive frontrunner since getting into the race back almost a year ago, last spring of 2025. According to Emerson University poll, the governor's race, Perry Johnson's leading at 21.4%, with James coming in second place at 20.2%. This poll just concluded last Thursday, April 16th. While James called the Emerson poll an outlier, telling the media that every other poll out there from every reputable source, including internal campaign polling and external, has me up double digits in the primary and up on both Democrat Jocelyn Benson and independent candidate Mike Duggan. So this is the story from MERS News Service. We'll get to it at the break. We'll get into the details of the poll. Well, the other major component of all of this is the fact that they also, the same Emerson poll, surveyed the U.S. Senate race. U.S. Senate race, according to Emerson University, shows Abdul El Sayed leading the pack at 24%. State Senator Mallory McMorrow, only 0.4 of a point behind him at 23.6%. And Haley Stevens, the current U.S. Congresswoman from Birmingham, is down at 13.4%. Very, very interesting sideline poll they did with the governor's race. Now, John James hired his own pollster, Kurt Anderson of On Message Polling. Well, they tweeted out the results of only a 400-person poll that was taken April 15th through April 18th this past Saturday. In that poll, their poll, James is up 41% to 18% on Johnson. Mike Cox came in at 7%. Nesbitt came in at 5%. However, when asked for the details of the report of the poll itself, the campaign said they were not available. This lead is even wider than the 18-point lead On Message had James at back in March. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I don't believe this poll in any way, shape, or form. Why do I say that? Because Perry Johnson has been spending millions of dollars on radio, TV, ads. There is no way that this April 15th through April 18th poll has an even wider lead than it did back in March. That's not even logical. Anderson also tweeted out, "This movement shows that there is some improvement even beyond the margin of error." Sorry, just not buying it, guys. In other related news, Michigan State University's state survey released yesterday afternoon of a poll that was done March 2nd or March 24th. 3-week poll of 1,000 voters showed Benson, Jocelyn Benson, leading the pack, 27%. Over second place, John James at 18.7, and independent candidate Mike Duggan at 15.6. 32.5% of the voters were still undecided, while 6.3% said they were voting for someone else. When pressed, 73.9% of the undecideds said they are not leaning in any direction at this point in time. When they, the 26.1% of the leaners, added in, Benson came in at 30%, John James was at 23%, and Duggan came in third place at 19%. The undecideds at that point dropped to 29. Kind of interesting. Well, after the signatures were dropped, former Attorney General Mike Cox announced a new 30-second TV spot that will be running over the next few weeks on cable TV. The campaign put the ad by at roughly around $200,000. Mike Cox for governor. Also, just as a sideline mention, yesterday afternoon, Democrat Callie Barr turned in her signatures to run against the Republican candidate for the 1st Congressional District. They arrived at the Bureau of Elections around 11:30 as reporters were standing around waiting for John James to show up for his 11 o'clock event. Callie Barr and what appeared to be her family walked past a bank of cameras and reporters as they stood outside along Allegan Street. She had James consultant Tori Sachs take a picture of them before they walked into the Bureau of Elections. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. So it's coming down to today at 4 o'clock. Eric Nesbitt turning in his signatures this morning. Perry Johnson, I've been told, is doing it at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, Elegant Street, Lansing, just west of the Capitol, will be working on these signatures diligently to try to come up with a response to their sampling audit. Again, just so you understand what they're doing, they get these 30,000 signatures John James turned in. They'll probably grab 3,000 signatures. Each sheet has 10 signatures. They'll grab the 300 sheets randomly out of the boxes from various counties from around the state, and then they'll start checking them. They'll check all of these candidates' signatures using the same methodology. They don't want to be accused of discriminating against any one particular candidate. So this will be systematic process that all the signatures and all the candidates will be used by the Bureau of Elections. Now, the results, confirmation, confirming that these signatures are good and that they met the minimum requirements of 15,000, may take a couple of days, but preliminary stories will probably be generated this evening. I'll be monitoring all of the news sources in the state. MERS News Service in Lansing, in my opinion, are the best. Then I'll look at Gonware. I'll look at Lansing State Journal. I'll look at MLive, Detroit News, Detroit Free Press. Look at all those this evening. And first thing tomorrow morning before I get back on the air at 9 o'clock. This is going to be very interesting to see who gets on the ballot and who doesn't. And then it's game on. The ads will be running. You'll be seeing all this information on TV. You'll be hearing more ads on the radio. And you're going to start getting mailers in your mailbox. Why? Because of promoting the vote ballot proposal, a constitution was changed where we have 45 days of early voting. All of the clerks must have the ballots prepared, sent to the candidates for their checking, and making sure that they have looked over the ballot and the spelling of their name is correct, and that they are looking at the process of approving the ballots. Why? Because the ballots for early 45-day absentee voting have to start going out on Saturday, June 20th. Most of the clerks will probably have them ready to go to their absentee voter list on Friday, June 19th. June 19th? Folks, that's less than 2 months away. Today, April 21st, May 21st, June the 19th. They basically, after getting confirmation, their signatures are good, they're on the ballot, the ballots are produced, they only have 2 months to basically campaign before the absentee ballots start going out. During that process, they will have consultants hired to do what's called ballot chasing. What is that? Well, basically, they will be contacting every single local clerk in the entire state of Michigan. If they're running statewide, governor, U.S. senators, all the campaigns will be doing this, contacting the local clerks to see who they mailed absentee ballots to. If you're on a list, like I am, where you automatically get an absentee ballot from your local clerk, you will be called. You may receive a postcard in the mail. And if the candidate is smart and if they got the right consulting firm, you're going to get a card from them, a mailer, the same day you get your absentee ballot, if not the day after. Here's your absentee ballot. Oh, by the way, here's a candidate to vote for governor. Here's a candidate to vote for U.S. Senate. Let's see which campaigns have the best consultants. So again, Friday, probably June 19th, at the latest Saturday, June 20th, absentee ballots have to go out, or actually should be received by people on the absentee ballot list. Well, I've got a story to tell in the third hour. Bureau of Elections and Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is Michigan News.